The following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Igeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, Part 3. Os Lamed Hei, Lo Yispor Adam Beget Semer B'chut Shal Pishon, a person shouldn't sew together a garment of wool with a string made of linen. El B'meshi O B'kanavos, he should use other types of materials, such as silk or hemp, to sew it together with the wool. Also, law says imra shall pishtim hanikres firma bebeget semer, and it's also to put a seam of linen, which is called a firma, in a garment made out of wool. Ba'ora shall tofru ba chatichas shall pishtim b'makom Vienna, and the leather that they sewed patches of linen on it in Vienna, lo yispar osa bebeget semer, they cannot sew that garment together with a woolen garment, until you remove the linen garment from it. So too blankets and pillows that are made out of wool. You should only sew it with either hemp or with other wool strings. And even if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and the one on the mattress all the way on the bottom has klayim in it, has linen shatnez, lo yeshev al ha'elyona, you should not sit even on the top one. V'tzorech sheyasu hachayotim neder, and the tailors need to make a vow, shelo yisperu bigdei tzemer, that they shouldn't sew clothing of wool, ele b'kanavos o b'meshi, either with hemp or with silk. Os lamed vav, lo yashches odom pa'azik hano, a person should not destroy the corners of his beard. V'lo yasa kamasa hamanichim chut shel sairos, and they shouldn't do like what people do. They leave just one strand of hairs, umagalchem ashar besar, and they cut off the rest with a razor. Kisoimim, they're making a mistake. V'yafshar below michshol eliyagalchu kozakonim b'misrayim, and there's no way to do it without stumbling across the iser and doing an avera and committing a sin. Eliyagalchu kozakonim b'misrayim, rather they should cut their entire beard only using scissors. V'lo yaviro sar kolikar, they should not use a razor on their beard at all. And those who are exact in their mitzvos, even under their throat, they'll cut only with scissors. And that's what they do in all the areas of the exile, in the diaspora, in places such as France. Omnam, however, tachas hagoron, underneath a person's neck, that's not usher from the Torah because that doesn't have any corner. Aval osu chazal havir seyar besar bechol mokum shabaguf. But chazal said it's also to cut off any hairs with a razor in any place of the body. Vafilu al zrova osav, even on a person's arms. Lefisha doma lesikon anoshim, because it's similar to the way that women shave themselves. Aval motu l'odom lahaviru b'misbrayim, but it would be permissible for a person to remove it with scissors. Os lamed zayin. Gid hanosha v'shamnunas shalom, the sciatic nerve and its fats, also behana, are forbidden to get pleasure from mina Torah, from Torah law. Lefikach lo yitin oso l'shivchoso v'lo la'avdo, therefore you're not even allowed to give it to your slave or your maidservant. El l'klovim she'ein mezonosan alav, you can only give it to dogs who don't depend on you for food. She'kol davar ha'oso behana oso l'machro, because anything that is forbidden to get benefit from, you're not allowed to sell it. But also litno b'matona, and you're not allowed to give it as a gift to somebody. Mimnei she'machzigim lo tova, because they're going to reciprocate to you goodness because of that. V'asher litno lechasulo lechalvo, and it's forbidden to give it to your cat or your dog, shemin zanosan alav, that require you to give them food, that they're dependent on you. Os lamed ches, kedeva shanicha hashivcha al ha'esh, a pot that the maidservant had put on the fire, v'nizbash lehatavshil, and the food had cooked, kemaych ben drusoy, which is like the food of ben drusoy, which is either a third or half cooked. Also, tavshil osur ba'achila, that food would be osur to eat. V'shovin osur ha'gedera, and the pot has to be destroyed. U'magilin es ha'ka'oros she'ochlu behen osur tavshil, and you have to kasher those plates that the food was eaten on. V'ma'ka'oros she'ocheres, and if the plates are made of earthenware, yeshavru, they have to be broken. V'avabi she'hidlik Yisrael ha'or, and even if a Jew lit the fire, lo sitin ha'shivcha al gabe ha'ish, the maidservant shouldn't be the one to put it on the fire. El Yehudis, no senas achadir al gabehesh. Rather, a Jewish woman should be the one to put it on the fire. The hashivcha yecholu lenar es achadira. What the maidservant can do is to stir the pot. The choshosh atavir hakadira me al gabehesh. Kodesh and his bashla, kemaycha ben drusoy. And any time that the food is taken off the stove, off of the fire, before it is one third or half cooked, like Michael Ben Drusoy, Tzricha Hayehudis Lachzira Agabe Ha'ish, then a Jewish woman needs to put it onto the fire to not be Bishal Akul. Oslam Etas. Hasholeach Machvas Latanor Biyad Nochri, somebody who sends a pot to the oven in the hands of a goy, Ve'ein Sham Shomer Yisrael, and there's no Jewish person there to guard over it, Hari Habasar Nevela, the meat is not kosher. Choshen, we are concerned. Shema Hechlef HaNochri Chaticha Min HaChatichos. We're concerned maybe the guy switched one of the pieces for another piece of meat. O Hechlef HaTarnagolas, HaTarnagolos, O Amorok, or he switched the chicken, or he switched the soup. Shekach Amru Chazal, this is what Chazal say. Boser Yisrael Biyag Goy, a Jewish person's meat in the hands of a guy, Oser, it's forbidden. Afilu Bechosom Echad, even if it has one seal over it. Aji Yasham Chosom Beso Chosom, unless you have a double seal to contain it. Lo yitin hanochri hamachavas lasocha ish, and the guy shouldn't put a pot onto the fire, a pan on the fire. Ava bish yesham shomer Yisrael, even if a Jewish person is there guarding him. Vafilu hishlech haYisrael eitz echad b'tanur, even if a Jewish person did throw one piece of wood into the stove to increase the heat. She'ein atanur nechshar behashlachas haEitz, ela lefos bilvad avalo lasavshil, because this only helps throwing in one piece of wood to increase the fire is only good for baking, not for cooking. Rather, we need that the Jew put the pot or the pan onto the fire in a place where it is appropriate and it will be able to cook there. If a Jewish girl is bringing something to an oven to bake bread, before she starts to bake, she should throw in one piece of wood or into the fire, and she'll be very greatly rewarded. And we try to appease the baker so that it'll be good in his eyes to have this process be done. And if a Jewish girl is not the one who goes to the place where the ovens are, the congregation, the group, the community should hire somebody to go and prepare the oven for proper use. Osmen. Yishme'ilis shetovlo l'shem avdos. If an Arab woman goes to the mikvah for the sake of becoming a slave, im lo hamina b'torah Moshe, if she doesn't believe in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the eina mekabelas aleha mitzvos she'isha chayeves ben, and she does not accept upon herself the mitzvahs that a woman is obligated in, harehi osa yayin nesech b'magah, she still has the status of a non-Jew to create yayin nesech when she touches wine. V'harehi akum l'chodvera, she is fully considered like a non-Jew. Yain shenosnu bo ma'at devash, v'noga bo akum. If a person had wine and a little bit of honey was added to it, and a non-Jew, a Gentile, touched it, harehu yayin nesach, that wine becomes aser as yayin nesach. V'chein horu kolchoch mitzarfas, v'alminia, u'provincia, u'v'kalonia, all these different places, all the chacham of France and Almania and provincia and colonia, they all agreed. V'lo pikpik echad mehem b'davrim ilo. Nobody doubted this ruling at all. Seva shenitnu bo chomet, dyes that vinegar, wine vinegar, was added into them. Also likachos miagoyim. It is forbidden to purchase these from non-Jews. Lo yiten hagoy anovim begas bezman sheheskel hayayin lehimoshech begas. A non-Jew is not allowed to put grapes into the vat at the time when the wine started flowing from the vats. Bein berosho, bein besovo, bein beemtizo. Whether in the beginning or the end or in the middle of the process. Os mem aleph. Gavina shel goyim, cheese of non-Jews, asura b'chol makom, is forbidden anywhere. V'chein cholov shechol vo goy, and so too milk that was milked by a goy, v'en Yisrael ro'eyu, and not a Jew wasn't there to see it, asur l'achol mimenu, it's forbidden to eat from that. Os mem beis. Hashochet as ha'of, somebody who shechts, slaughters a bird, zorech lishchot as havridim, he has to cut also the jugular veins of the bird. Or at least to puncture them when he does the actual shchita, the slaughtering. And if a person did not do that, then the person would need to cut up the animal piece by piece, whether they're roasting it or they're going to be cooking it. And when a person checks the trachea and the esophagus, he should also check to make sure the jugular veins were also cut through. Osmem gimel. And when a person salts the meat, first it has to be soaked in water, in order that the meat becomes softer. V'yenoach liflot as damo al yidei amelach, and that it be prepared and able to exude all of its blood through the salting process. U'madichim also achar hashriya yafe yafe, and it has to be rinsed off after the soaking very well. V'achar kach molchen also yafe yafe, and then you do a very good salting on it. In molchen ele bechli merukov, you cannot salt meat unless it's in a container that has holes in it. B'tzarech lehizor b'malicha, and a person has to be cautious when he is salting meat, sheyu gar'inei hamelach krovim usmuchim zeh lezeh, that the granules of salt have to be close and connected one to the other. She'ena basa yotze midei domo b'pachos mikein, because the meat won't exude all of its blood if it has less salt than that. B'tzarech sheyehei hamelach beinoni, and the salt has to be of medium-sized salt, shelo yehei gas, it shouldn't be too gross, Shema lo yisakev bebasar, maybe it won't stick well to the meat, v'yipol misham, and it'll fall off, kishahovchen also mitzadzeh letzadzeh, when it's turned over from one side to the other, lo dak harbe, and it shouldn't be too small, shlo yismache belechos hamayim, that it shouldn't just melt in with the moisture of the water that is there, hatovchem agave abasar, that is on top of the meat, v'yachal mehir, and then it'll be used up very quickly. Ukshaboyim lehadiach as abasar, lahavir hamelach shalav, and when you come to rinse off the meat, to remove the salt from on top of it, menafzin mimeno hamelach shalav tchila, first you shake off the salt that is on top of the meat first, venosnim hamayim bekli tchila, and you put water into a container first, venosnim mayim harbe, and you put a lot of water, shalo yachshivu hamayim roschim machmas hamelach, so that the water not become very heated up because of the salt, v'yachzeru v'yivlu b'basar, and then they will get reabsorbed into the meat itself. Hakaved enu motor b'malicha elef b'tzliya. A liver is not permitted with salting alone, rather it has to be roasted. V'koramos ushasev ered, it has to be cut open lengthwise and then across. U'ma'amikin b'kriyason ad hasimponos. And a person has to go deeply into cutting it open until he gets to the veins. U'manichim p'nei akroim agabe ha'esh. And he should put the part where he tore open, he cut it open, over the fire. And if after he does the roasting process, he wants to now cook it in a pot, that he is allowed to do. And the liver of a bird, which has two parts to it, each one of the parts has to be cut in a crisscross action. And again, he has to roast it with the openings that he cut facing the fire, like we said. Osman Dalit. Orlo no heges b'chos la'aretz. Orla, not eating the fruit for the first 3 years of a tree's life, applies in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Israel as well. Vekach nemra halacha l'mishmi Sinai, and this was given over as a halacha from Moshe from Har Sinai. Sveiko moter, but if it is a doubt whether it's unclear whether it is actually orla or not, it is permitted. Vada aser, but if it's definitely orla fruit, then it would be prohibited. Peros orla asurim behana, the fruit of orla trees are prohibited, they are aser to get benefit from. Vaklipin asurim behana, and even the shells are prohibited from hana, from benefit. Shenemar, because the pasuk says es pirio, es hatofel lepirio. The word es with the fruit means that which is subordinate to the fruit, which means the thing that protects it, which is its shell. Ilan shenato nachri, a tree that was planted by a guy, afilu hu shelo, even if it belongs to the non-Jew, orlo no hegesbo, the halacha of orla applies to it. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, whether in Eretz Israel or outside of Eretz Israel. Ha'orla kol shalosh shanim asura, the orla tree, the first 3 years it is prohibited. U'b'shana haravias ad chamisha asar b'shvat asura, and even the fourth year up until tu b'shvat, the 15th of the month of Shvat, it is also prohibited. V'chol peros ha'nechnotin kodem chamisha asar b'shvat shal shana revias, and all of the fruit that had bloomed before the 15th of Shvat on the fourth year, asura b'hano lola, are prohibited from any benefit forever. Osmem hei, kerem revoi, the crops of the vineyard from the fourth year, bedavka kerem, and specifically a vineyard, aval gefen echad, but one grapevine, ushar netoyim, or any other things that are planted, ein behem din revoi klal, it doesn't have the status of a fourth year produce at all. To kaimelon, because we establish, we hold, bechutz la'aretz kedir rehmekel, that outside of Eretz Yisrael, we follow the more lenient opinion. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Kerem Revoi Oser, the low pidyon, Kerem Revoi, the vineyard, the produce from the vineyard in the fourth year is forbidden to get benefit from without redeeming it first. Ketzed Podehu, how are you supposed to redeem it? Botzer as a Kerem, you harvest the vineyard, Umechel les ha'anovim al asura pshutim, and you transfer the kedusha on of the grapes onto 10 pshutim, 10 types of denominations of coins. Ve'omer tehei kedushas ha'anavim mecholalas ha'elu, and you declare that the kedusha, the holiness, the sanctity of these grapes should go onto this money. Ve'shochek es hamos, and you crush the coins. Umefazer ofran or sofran, and you disperse their dust, or you burn them. Vimchilan al shava pruta, and if you transfer its kedusha status onto something worth one pruta, hare ilu mecholalan alav umutarim, that's considered a good transference of its kedusha onto the money, and it, the fruits become permissible. Os mem vav, kilei hakerem asurim ba'achila uvahana, crops that are interbreeded with a vine, a vineyard with grapes, are usur, they're forbidden from eating and from benefiting from. Afilu hu b'chutz la'aretz, even if he's not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ine asorin ad sheyiyu shom shnei minim b'milvad hakerem, and this only becomes prohibited once there are two other species of grains besides the vines, the grapevines, kegon chita usara, for example, wheat and barley. Aval min echad b'kerem, but one other type of species along with the grapes, kegon chita b'lvad b'kerem, just wheat alone in a grapevine, b'chutz la'aretz mutter, outside of Eretz Yisrael, would be permitted. Even though we have said that it is permitted to have one other species along with a vineyard, you have to be cautious not to plant on the dirt that is immediately on top of the grapevine, that just the dirt is covering over the vine, unless there are three tfachim, three handbreadths worth of dirt over the vine, in order for the roots of the seed of the wheat not to come into and penetrate the vine of the grapes, because that would be considered the issur of grafting, and grafting is prohibited outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. Os mem zayin, harkavas ilon, grafting trees, harvas behema, and interbreeding animals, asurim min haTorah b'chutz la'aretz, are prohibited from the Torah in chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. K'v'isa b'parshas kedoshim, as it says in the parsha in Parshas Kedoshim, u'b'nei Noach huzharu alea k'v'isa b'sanhedrin, and even b'nei Noach, the Noachide laws entail this halacha in it as well, of intermixing and interbreeding animals and trees, as it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Os mem ches, it is prohibited from the Torah to graft together two trees from different species, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Min b'mino mutter afilu b'Eretz Yisrael, but the same species is permitted even in Eretz Yisrael. U'b'mishnayis u'braisas shal seder zroim, and in Mishnayis and in Braisas within the entire seder of zroim mefurosh, it is explained, Ezo min bimino, what's considered one type with its same type, Ezo min b'she'enu mino, and what's considered one species with a different species. Ze klagoda b'Torah, this is a great rule in the Torah. Kol davar she'en chiyodea im hu mutar o asur, anything that you don't know, whether it is permitted or it's forbidden, harize asur alecha, it is prohibited to you, ashe tisha l'chacham, until you ask a wise person, a chacham, tam l'chacham, somebody who knows what he's saying, the yomar l'cha she'u mutar, and he will tell you that it is mutar, it is permissible. Os memtas, kol Yisrael chayavim hafish challah meisosan. All Jewish people are obligated to separate challah from their dough. Ve'ein la shir, there is no designated amount that you have to take off. Ve'asal lebal keri ad sheyidbo lekeriyo b'makom she'ani d'toveles, and it is prohibited for somebody who is a bal keri to take it off until he goes to the mikvah for his keri, in the same type of a mikvah that a nida would not need to go in to remove her nida status. Ve'yesh mekomos shemafrichin shtei challos. There is places that they have a minhag to take off two different challahs, achas la'or v'achas la'kohen, one to burn in the fire and one to give to the kohen, v'hu minhag ofen, and it's an appropriate minhag. V'achala hashenis ochel osa ha'kohen, and the second challah the kohen can eat, afa b'yishu balkeri, even though he is tameh as he is a balkeri. V'shir ha'isa shemafrisha mimena challah, and the amount of dough that you would be obligated to take challah off from is chameshes revoim kemach v'od, is 5/4 calves of flour and a little bit more, v'shi'uran, and that measures men gimel beisiv, 43 eggs worth, keminyan challah, like the gematria of the word challah, ches, lamed, and hay is 43, v'chomesh beitza, an additional fifth of an egg. V'im ha'davar eitzel ha'isha b'safik, and if the woman is uncertain, v'eini yudas im yesh b'isasa kashir im lav, and she's not sure whether her dough has the proper amount in it or not, mafesh chala b'lo bracha, she should separate the chala without making a blessing on it. U'kshe ha'isha mafresh ha'schala b'ishona nevoreches, and when she takes off the first amount of chala, she makes the bracha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedeshonu Mitzvaso B'Tzivonu L'Hafresh Chala. Os Nun Osher L'Hadlik Olasos Kol Melacha B'Erev Shabbos Acher Shkiyas Hachama. It's prohibited to light a candle or to do any other malacha, any other prohibited act on Shabbos on Friday evening after the sun goes down. The Nikres B'Loshen Chachamim Bein Hashmashos. This time period in Chazal is referred to as being called Bein Hashmashos. V'im hayom me'unan, also l'hadlik ad sheyehe hadover borer k'shemesh, shelo shaka ha'shemesh. And if it's a cloudy day, it would be prohibited to light a candle unless the person knew 100% as like a day that the sun did not go down. V'hamadlik besavik chayoven hakal ligorbo. And somebody who lights a candle, even when he's unsure whether it's Shabbos or not, the congregation, his community, is obligated to yell at him to put him in place. Os nun aleph. Also, Yisrael lahaskir behema lenachri. It is forbidden for a Jew to rent an animal to a non-Jew, or lahashila, or to loan it to him. V'das shetehei b'roshos hanochri b'Shabbos, knowing that he will own it, he will have it over Shabbos. Shema yaseh bo hagoy malacha b'Shabbos, because maybe he will use it to do some type of act that is forbidden on Shabbos. V'mnesha Yisrael mitzuvah al shvisas behemto, because a Jew is obligated to make sure his animals rest on the Shabbos as well. Os nun beis. And it is prohibited to add water, even if it's hot water, into a pot, shel tavshel, chamin, b'Shabbos, into a pot of hot food on Shabbos. V'im avar, aser. And if he violated this and he added the water, it would be prohibited. V'hamosif, hareyu k'mavasher b'Shabbos. And somebody who adds water is considered as if he is cooking on Shabbos.